There's a new program that operates here in St. Clair County, Hope Not Handcuffs. This is for people that need recovery help. They are afraid in many cases of being arrested if they say we're looking for help. And in this case, it's not an arrest. It's help. Joining us right now, St. Clair County Sheriff Tim Donnellan. Sheriff, good morning.
Well, good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I appreciate you coming in. Hope Not Handcuffs. Tell us a little bit about this program.
Well, you know, it's a great program. Hope Not Handcuffs is initiated through the Families Against Narcotics. And currently, we've got Yale Police, we've got Port Huron Police, we got Clay Township Police, and the Sheriff's Office are all participating. So it's nice. Mm-hmm. We have, you know, Central, South, and West. So we have a nice location. And Hope Not Handcuffs program, it's aimed at bringing law enforcement and community organizations together. And this is an effort to fight and help treat the opiate addiction, those seeking help. And what happens is, well, it's not just opiates, dependency with any substance, including heroin, prescription drugs, alcohol, and they'll be greeted with passion and respect. Mm-hmm. So Hope Not Handcuffs allows anyone suffering from any of these addictions to walk into any of the participating police agencies and ask for help without fear for getting arrested.
That is the one obstacle that keeps a lot of people from seeking help, is the fear that they're going to end up in jail.
Right. And how this works is when they come into our office, we're strictly a facilitator. So what we do is we contact what's called as an angel, and those are trained by the Family Against Narcotics. And the angels are volunteers who work for Family Against Narcotics, and they facilitate treatment at a placement into a center.
That's really, I mean, that's so important. If you're going to break this cycle of addiction, it's finding help for people.
Well, and we really think it's kind of unique in a correctional setting, because many, many people are released from jail after 1 or 2 days. You know, maybe that's somebody that's picked up in a drug raid that was using, and then they have kind of a moment of reckoning, so to speak, while they're sitting in jail, possibly never been there before, and they get out and they're in their lobby. It's a perfect location to say, hey, you know what, can you find me some help? Can you find me somebody, one of these angels, to get me into a placement, into a treatment facility? So we are going to be open 24/7. You can come into our lobby at the sheriff's office. Correction staff will put you in touch with an angel. But I really think our majority are going to be people leaving jail, not necessarily coming into jail. And if they do come in, front door, we'll take care of it. But I think, and I'm hoping, we're going to have a handoff of some of these folks that when they walk out the door, it gives them another resource.
Absolutely. And like you said, what a great time to do that. If you're in jail, you know, you weren't expecting to be there, but it's that moment of reckoning where you say, well, I do have a problem. I need to get help.
Yep, you got that right. And the program, you can look at this program at www.familiesagainstnarcotics.org. And it'll bring you all the information. It's been very, very active in Macomb County, is where it originated. And you'll see it on billboards all over Macomb County. And what happens again is someone says they want help. The deputy again is a facilitator. You know, we're not running names. We're not checking on that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
We're just going to use it as almost like a waiting spot, where we'll give them a bottle of water, sit on the lobby, and we'll have one of the angels come in, and then they're going to work on the circumstances they need to find these people the right resources that we don't have.
Right, right. No, great collaborative effort.
That's absolutely fantastic. Absolutely. And it's been a while coming, so we're excited to get underway, and I'm very excited to have our partners, law enforcement community, also participating, particularly when we have Central, Southwest, and Sheriff's Office, of course, with the jail component. So I think we hit it on all bases, and hopefully 2020 we can get some folks some help, and we won't see him again back in jail.
That's the key.
That's the key right there.
Get out of here and don't come back.
Don't come back. We'll take care of you when you're here, but we just soon not see you again.
Yeah, absolutely. Help is certainly available. Sheriff, thanks for telling us, bud. Appreciate it.
My pleasure, Paul. Thank you.